So we do not learn the Tosfos and the sugya on the Aflamed Gimel Amid Beis. So in order to appreciate the Tosfos, and I think it would be preferable to go over quickly the Gemara and the Aflamed Gimel Amid Beis. And let us just go over quickly the Mishnah also, so we'll have everything by our fingertips, because we have to learn the Tosfos and the Mishnah also. Rabbi Lezer Oimer, Noitel Odom Kisa Mishalafonov, Lachtes Boishinov. Rabbi Lezer says that a kisim, which is Lafonov Bebeisoi, one is permitted to take Lachtes Boishinov, to use it as a toothpick. And in Rashi, it said the Chiddush is that even though it's tam eitzim nitno lahasoke, that the only shimush is lahasoke, not for other tashmishim, but Rabbi Lezer holds nitazay. But you're allowed to use it for a toothpick also. That's chiddush number one. Chiddush number two, megavev min hachotzer, and then not only milafonov, the beisa is permitted to take the kismim, or megavev min hachotzer is permitted to gather from the chotzer the kismim which are there, Umadlik, and he's allowed to use them for kindling purposes. Rashi says, who would then you allowed to use them again for a toothpick? Shekol, Masha, Bechotze, Muchanu. Because whatever is in the Chotze is also Muchan, it's not Mukze, and you could use it for what any purpose you want. The Chachomim Aimrim Migav Mishalafonav Umadlik. And the Chachomim say that you can only take that's what's Bebeisoi, that is Muchan, but that is Bechotzer, is not Muchan, number one. And number two, the Choylik, they say, Dafka Umadlik, you can only use it for kindling purposes, and not for any other purpose, because Stam Eitzim Nitno Lahasoke. Now let us jump to the Gemara. Omar Rabbi Yehuda said, Oichle Behema Ein Behem Mishum Tikin Kaili, that macholi behemah, there's no din tikkun keli. A person can make a keli out of it. One is permitted to make a keli, and that doesn't become a keli. Not an oichel is not something that is oimid lasiyas kelim. So if you make a keli, it's also garnished. Eisvei Rav Kahana Rav Yehuda. So Rav Kahana es Rav Yehuda. We learned the Barais as follows. Metalpulin atzei psomim lahariach behem. One is permitted to be metalpul atzei psomim for smelling purposes. Alhonif behem lachayla. You're allowed to wave them in front of a chayla. Umaylala is allowed to rub them. Umayriach boy. Vulayik temenu lahariach boy. But one is not permitted to break the atzei psomim lutzayrach reyach. Vimkot may potter avalosa. And if he did break it, so it's also midrabona. Lachtes boishinov, but if he'll break atzei psomim to use as a toothpick, so near the loch is like the man, he's not allowed to break it off, biyodov, to make it into a toothpick. Vim kopmoi chayiv chatas. Here is chayiv chatas. So memele, so the kasha was that, so atzei psomim are a machal behemah. And here we see that a machu behemah, if you make it into a keli, you chayev achatos. And Rabbi Yehuda said, you're allowed to make it into a keli. Omale, so that was the kasha that Kana asked Rabbi Yehuda. Omale, so Rabbi Yehuda answered him, ashte potter avalosa kakashali. That he says, it's two alochas. The first, if it was said potter avalosa, would also be a kasha. I hold it's mutter. Chayiv chatos, my boy, you're asking me even a shtalker kasha, that here it says it's chayiv chatos, and I hold its mutter. She'd mentioned yesterday, we'll see in Tosfos says, what's pshat in this Megillah, he's telling him, so we mentioned yesterday, beautiful vote from the Megillah Shloimeh, that the Megillah Shloimeh says that Be'emes and the Lashon of Rabbi Yehuda is very misleading. Ein Be'emeshim Tikin Keli would seem that there's no Isser D'Eraise by Oichle Be'emeh, but could be there is an Isser D'Rabbona. So if you would learn Divrei Rabbi Yehuda like that, so Rav Kahana had to ask him a kasha that it says in the Baraisa that you chayev achatos. If you find the Baraisa, it's also midarabonon, you don't have a kasha in Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda also didn't say that it's mutter. He said, ain ben mishum tikin keili, there's no isad diraisa. So that is why Rav Kahana had to search to find the Baraisa that says you chayev achatos. So Rabbi Yehuda told him, no, you didn't have to search. I hold it's mutter lechatchila. So if you would find a baraisa that says it's also midabon is also a kasha on me. Avadi gibis, this is zikha a kasha. But the kasha finds sich nicht on, elakisan yehi bekasha. This baraisa that says if a person will take atzei psomim and he will make it into a toothpick, yechai vachatos, that's talking about hard atzei psomim. If it's hard, it's not a machul behemet. So, and I just said, oichle behem ein bemishum tikin kelim. I'm speaking about rakin, which is a machul behem, there's no tikin kelim. Frag the Gemara, kashin b'neim b'lila ninu. How could you say the Baraisa is speaking about kashin? It says he's permitted to rub them. Seems by kashin, you can't do such a thing. So Rav Yehuda answered him, ksuri mechsri v'hochikta. Moilu lo yemeriach boi, koit moi meriach boi. You're allowed to be moilu lit and allowed to be koitim it. There's no shayla whatsoever. Ba'med v'am amurim b'rakin. If it's rakin, so then it's oichle behemet, there's no problem. You can be koitim it. Avo b'kashin, but if it is hard, so it's not a machl behemim, then the loch is lo yikdemen, you're not allowed to be koitim it. Bim kot moi, if it was koitim it, lo riach, otra avalosa. Lachis Boishinov, and he was Koitam Lachis Boishinov, is like the man of him, Kotmei Chayiv Chat. So Mameli said the Barais is not Shver, the Barais is speaking about Koshin, which is not a Machal Bahim, and I'm speaking about Rakin, which is a Machal Bahim. Tani Chode Koitmei Umeriyar Boy, one Barais says Koitmei Umeriyar Boy, the Tani Idach Loik the man of Umeriyar Boy, Omer Abzeir, Omer Abchizde, Loikashi, or berakin, or bekashin. This also follows the line of thought of Rav Yehuda. By rakin, it's mutter lechatchila, and bekashin, they asked the rabbon, koit me lavir, by auto koit me lachtzitz by shina. Maskif lo Rav Ache Bayakev. So Rav Ache Bayakev asked on this mahalach, but you're telling me, I yesod, that kashin, that if it's koitem lavir, boy, is also midarabona, gzeiro, shemo, yiktoin, lachtzitz boishino. So yes, takashe, bekashe mamai loy, why can he be koitim lavir? But he's doing an innocent pu'ula, he's koitim lavir, but there's no keli over there. Now what do you say? They were geyser, he might do something else. Maishna mohodis nan shaver odem esachovis lecho mimenu greigritz. A person is permitted to break a chovis, to break the magoifis of the chovis. Lechem imena greges, ubovachli is kavan lasa is keli, as long as he's not mechavan to make a pet. That means if he breaks it azoi on a cheshbin, with some emele, it's not a good opening, so that's permissible. If he'll break it carefully to make a pet, that is also. So you see over here that they weren't goizer shvire lachila oto shvire lasi is pet. So why, according to you, there were geyser k'tima l'oriach or k'tima l'achtes b'yishina? So that's a kasha with medame shvire to k'tim. And then I'll ask you another kasha. I'll talk about k'tim alone. Horove baravade v'rovin baravade d'omri tovai ki avinem by Rav Yehuda. When we were oichim by Rav Yehuda in Yonte, Avim of Hashayach, he went and broke branches, v'yoevlon alusa alusa, gave us big shtiklach, big pieces of branches. And these branches were branches of atzei psomim, that means they had a good reich, and he broke off, he gave us big pieces, big chunks of branches. Avogav dechozi lekitza denagi v'chatzini, that means this could very well be used as handles of axes. But he did it. So we see that he was koitim lohariyah, even though we have a very olodik exera. If you want to be permitted to be koitim lohariyah, maybe one might be koitim to make a handle of an axe. Al kaponim, we see Rav Yehud himself was not goyzer. So how can you say that this beraisa that says lo yiktoim lohariyah boy, speaking about kashin, and they were goyzer, Ktima loriach otu ktima lachis boishina. So the Gemara answers like kasha ora beleza ora bono. This Indian, if we are goizer ktima lohoriach, shema yovei liktoim lachzoit, is tali in the machlokes Rabbelezer v'Rabban. The Sanya, Rabbelezer Oimer, Meitel Odom Kisa Mishalafonov Lachlitz Boishinov. This is the same Rabbelezer of our Mishnah. A person is permitted to take a Kisa Mishalafonov. Lachlitz Boishinov. So Rabbelezer holds that you don't say Leinitno Eitzim Elo Lahasoke. If you want to use a toothpick, don't take a kisem. The only shimush of eitzim is only for a soke. So you want a toothpick, you can only take it from a machal behemoth. But you're not allowed to take a toothpick for, take a kisem for a toothpick. That's one machlekes. Now, vishavin. Now there's another machlokes. That's the first machlokes was a muktzadika machlokes. Vishovin, now they both agree by kismim, shelo yiktemenu. There's a bazundere iser of ktime. That means even though there's a machlokes in tiltul, but everyone agrees that there's an iser of ktime. And, but in this iser, there's a machlokes what the oinish will be. Ve'im katmoi. If a person was koitem, this kisem, lachzitz boishinov, he broke it off to make it now usable as a toothpick, avaliftoyach boyadela, so he'll pick a lock with it, is b'shoigig, b'shabes chayiv chatos, b'meizit b'yontav, so if he gets rabbi, divrei Rabbi Elazar. So we see Rabbi Elazar holds that ktime, of a kisem l'shem keli is a deraisa dike misakim on. Vachachomim oimrim, vachomim say echad ze ve'echad ze, say Shabbos ayontiv, eine elo misham shvus, if you're koitim lasis mimenu keli, so it's only a shvus, and Rashi explains ktime is a tikun kalach ayat, that's not the way you make a keli. Make a keli, you take a knife, you take a more sophisticated tool to make a keli, you break it off and it becomes a toothpick, that's a tikkun kalacha yad, so memela, they hold it to the rabbon. So now we found a baraisa that tells us that ktimas kismim lasis mehem kelim is a machlekes tanoim, and the lezer and the chachomim is it a deraisa, is it a the rabbon. So now the Gemara wants to find for the kash. Is Rabbi Elazar the Kama Hosom Chayiv Chatos? Now, Rabbi Elazar that says, if one will be Koitim, Lachzitz Boishinov, Yishchayiv Achatos, that's a Tikkun Mona Deraise. So Mamela, if a person will be Koitim, Lohoriach, it's Potter Avoloso. So they were Goyzer, Ktima, Lohoriach, Otto, Ktima, Lachzitz Boishinov, which is a Deraise. Yeah. Rabbonon de ka'omri hosom poter avolosa. But the chachomim hold ktimo lachzitz boishinov is poter avolosa. So memei lohochem utal lachatchilos. If a person is koitem lohoriach, so he's not doing anything wrong. There's no reason to be geyser because it's a gzeire l'gzeire. So memei lo, so it's mutter. So memei lo, so what is pshat? You asked Akasha, Rav Yehuda Lemaisa used to be Koitim Lohoriach Kashin. Used to be Koitim Lohoriach Kashin. You ask the Kashin, the Baraisa says that Koitim Lohoriach by Kashin is Potter Avolos. So that was your Kashin. Now I'm telling you the Teretz. It's a Machlokes, Rabbi Elazar and the Chachomim. The Baraisa that says Koitim Lohoriach is Potter Avolos is going according to Rabbi Elazar, that Koitim Lachzitz Boishinov is Chayiv Minatoyre. So the word geyser, koitem lohoriach, otto koitem lachzitz boishino. Masha enke, the rabbonon, who hold in the halacha Rabbi Yehuda paskel like the rabbonon, the koitem lachzitz boishino is only a shvus the rabbonon. So mamela, koitem lohoriach is mutter, so that's the maiserah. Rabbi Yehuda used to be koitem lohoriach because it's mutter legamu. That is the end of the sugya. And let us just go over one Rashi, and then we'll start learning the Taisvus. Rashi says, Layitel min ha'eva shel behema. Layitel min ha'eva shel behema. The first machlokes in the Baraisa was, it seems the machlokes was, is a person permitted to pick up kismim milafonov. Noitel kismim shalafonov. And it's not muktzeh. He's allowed to use it, lachzitz boishinov. This is a din of netila. And the Chachamim say he can only take me'evish al-behemah. So Rashi says the dover ha-roi la-achila muchan l'chol tzorech, because an evish al-behemah is not mukta. Abul eitzim, hoyol v'dalkan l'dover ha-osa, since eitzim is dalkan l'dover ha-osa, eitzim, you do dvorim asurim with them. K'goin lasis kelim, you make kelim out of it, le'itiru le'taltlom ela la-hasok. So Rashi says, so from this Rashi it would seem that Be'ikar Adin, if one would be permitted, since Eitzim is Nitin Lahasok, you could use it for Tashmishim also, but Rashi throws in a monkey wrench over here, but Eitzim, Kiven Shedalkon, Hoyol V'dalkon L'dover, so Rashi is Mechadish Apsanushtik Teir over here, since the Derech is, we use Eitzim for Dvorim Asum, for Lasses Kalim. So Chazal wanted to make sure that a person should not be metaltal Eitzim, because who knows what he might come to do. So they only matter Asoke. So if you're doing Asoke, nothing's going to happen. You start doing other things, who knows what will happen. So they Asel Tiltal Eitzim. This is what Rashi says in the Chacham. Now, let us learn Taisvus. Let us see the bottom Tosfos on Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph. V'chachomim oimrim megavev mishalofonov umadlik. We heard in the Mishneh that the Chachomim hold that he's permitted to gather kismim mishalofonov, only mishalofonov is muchon, umadlik. He's permitted to use them only for hadlokim. Perish Rashi, the betarti pligi, there's a double machlokes. Afilu lahadlik, that afilu for the shimush of hadlik, afke mishalofonov, that because it's only mishalofonov is muchon. From the rest of the chotz is not muchon. That's one machlokes. Another thing, lachzei shinov afilu mishalofonov loy, lachzei shinov afilu mishalofonov loy, the eitzim loy nitnu elo lahasok. Because eitzim loy nitnu elo lahasok. So memele, so you're only allowed to use eitzim for the shimush of a soke and not for any other shimush. The kasha leperusha, so Taisi is a kasha and Rashi. The chachomim sviralu, so comes out these chachomim hold the loike hilchese, the pligi beplukte the Rab Shimon the Rab Yehuda, because there's a machloikes if leinitno eitzim elo la soke is a machloikes Rab Yehuda the Rab Shimon. And L'chayr we passing like Rab Shimon, and the Chachamim hold like Rab Yehud. So what is Tais Viskasha? Tais Viskasha is, we had before, in the beginning of the Omid, we had a Baraisa, the fourth line of the third line of the Gemara, Tana Rabbonim, Ein Tzaymchen as HaKdeira BeBikas, one is not permitted to lean a K'deira on a piece of wood, V'chein Adelis, V'shloi Nitno Eitzim Ela La'asok, that the only shimush of eitzim is only for a soke. Rab Shimon is mater, and later it says in the sugi because Shimon doesn't hold mukze. So memele, so this shaila of leinitnu eitzim elo la soke is a machlokes Rab Shimon and Rab Yehuda. So Taisa said to be a very modern zach that the chachamim hold like Rab Yehuda and not like Rab Shimon. That is Taisa's discussion. So I thought a shtikol ha'oreh, that this Gemara over here, that Lamed Gimel, that brings a machlokes Rab Yehuda and Rab Shimon, if Eitzim for Shah Tashmishim are Mukta or not Mukta, so we had mentioned the Ran says of Sasvore that even though Eitzim are Oimed Lahasoke, but since it doesn't have a Teres Keli because it's only Oimed for it to be consumed, so only for the Tashmish that it's Oimed for, it's not Mukta. For other Tashmishim, it's Mukta. So it's a mukta dike shayla. We know Rab Shimon is makel in muktas. Rab Shimon held that since Lamaise there is a tashmish of asoki, so it's called already that it's the hes tashmishim, so it's not mukta anymore, and you're allowed to be metalful and use it for any purpose whatsoever. That is l'chayr the machlekes over here. Now Taisus esakashe comes out the chachamim hold like Rab Yehuda, not like Rab Shimon. But it could very well be the Rashi we just learned on Amud Beis. Rashi said the Tam of the Chachomim, that the Chachomim hold, Lanitno Eitzim Ela Lasok, Rashi comes with a Gzeira, a new thing. that they asked all tashmishim, shemo, he might come and make a keli out of it. So Chazal asked all tashmishim. Now, when we had learned the Gemara Daf Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph, we made it. So what does this say with the Machlokes Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon? This is a new cheshbon in Gansu. This is a different cheshbon that you're only allowed to use it for hasoke and not for any other purpose. Why? Hagzeri, you might come and do a malache. So it seems that Rashi learned Pshat and the Chachamim, this is not Rav Yehuda. This Chachamim, Rashi said, this Chachamim asad Pshat Tashmishim because of a different reason, not because of Mutzeh. And they asked it because of a different reason. That's what Rashi says in the Chachamim. So L'chayre, this would be, L'chayre Rashi said this to Fa'emphat, Tais was Kashi. Tais is Esther Kashi, we paskin light Rav Shimon. Should we paskin light Rav Shimon? If the whole Shaila would only be a Muktzah the Kishaila, then we paskin light Rav Shimon. But these Chachamim came up with a new Shaila. They said we can't be matter of the Tashmishim because he might come and make a Keli. So L'chayre, Rashi l'shitosoi is l'chef emphatis v'skash. Fine, okay. L'chef emphatis v'skash Rashi. L'chein nirali, the time of the Rabbonah, that the reason of the Rabbonah is the l'kach osa lachzai shino. You know why you're not allowed to take a kisein lachzai by shino? Gzeiro mishum shemo yiktai. If you'll take a kisein, you might come and you picked it up a kisein, and it's not good to use for a toothpick, so you'll break it off. The Gemara Gufa says like this. Now, the Achreinim, the Begin Eshloim, is Ma'irer on Teisvis, the other Achreinim, Rabbi Kevege, Teisvis brings down a Gemara, there's no such Gemara, we just learned the Gemara. The Gemara says, the whole Gemara that we had was as follows. There's a machloikis, Rabbi Lezer and the Chachomim, if a person will be koitim lehoriach, what they geyser koitim lehoriach, otu koitim lachzei shino. That's the whole machloikis we hear. That's the whole machloikis our Gemara mentioned. Taisus was just machadish a new thing. You're not allowed to use a kisim, maybe you'll be koitim. Where did you see that? We didn't have this, because the masik b'gemara, there's no such gemara like this. The gemara never mentioned such a thing. And number one. And number two, afilu da oisrim. Afilu Rabbi Lezer, who did ask it, because Rabbi Lezer holds, koitim lachzis b'shinev is a veraisis, he was geyser, koitim l'rich, otodos. We don't pass him like Rabbi Lezer, we pass him like the Chachomim. V'rai Rabbi Yehuda was koitim l'rich. So the Chachomim over here, you're saying they hold it also. Because the guys that auto may might be koitim, and it will be koitim what will be. It's also a rabbonim. So the whole Taisvis is the peledik. First of all, there's no such gemara that mentions such a gzeira. Number one, and number two, I feel Rabbi Lezer that mentions a gzeira by k'tima l'riach auto k'tima lachis b'shir, but we don't paskin like Rabbi Lezer. We paskin like the Chachamim. So now Taisvis says this is pshat in the Chachamim. And I'd just like to say a third ha'orah. What Taisvis said, l'fiya emes, is l'chayra what Rashi said. Rashi, it's ke'en what Rashi said. Rashi says, according to the Chachamim, you're not permitted to take a kisein, because he might make it a keli. That l'maisa, what Rashi, l'fiya emes, did say, Taisvis said it. But Taisvis makes it he might be koitim. So we have a kasha who says, a ketim is only a darabonon. I mean, about the etzem yisod that they asked to take it lachlis b'shin of gzeir Hashem yasekeli, the etzem yisod state in Rashi. So it's very interesting, the whole taisis. Potter avol osa kokashali chayev chatos mi boy. So he asked Akasha. Rav Kahana asked a kasha to Rabbi Yehuda that you said that you're permitted to be make a keli from a machal behemah. B'shteitach of a person is koitim. V'achzis b'shina b'schayev chatas. So he told them the potter avol osar is a kasha. Chayev chatas mi boy zicher a kasha. Perish Rashi Chubik Doilo Chazar Tila Shibeni. You search to ask a big kasha on me.
Afilu pot avalosa kakashali. Afilu you find a bereis that pot avalosa is also kashani, because I hold its mutter. Kolshkin de chayv chatas kakashali. Avalei kashi klau. The hosa mairi bekashin. They're speaking about hard pieces of atzei besomim. She'enom ru'uyim lamachal behemeh. So I'm speaking about machal behemeh. Vektoisvis vekoshe mein marich bolshoyne, this whole megillah ve'ashta potra, aber losa kakashali, l'shani l'lal, t'osa mair bekashe, busta megem na ganza dom, a ganza droshe, k'deveste. So we said over the terrace from the Megina Shleim. Vo'oit koshe. Now, this is the second kashe. The mashme, the bekashim mitzah l'Rab Yehuda. It would seem, good. So what did Rabbi Yehuda answer? Rabbi Yehuda answered, you're asking a kasha. So I'll tell you there's a difference. Kashin, there's an iser taka, it's not a machal behemoth, and a siyas keli. And rakim, there's no iser. Oh, but mashma de bekashim, mitzel Rabbi Yehuda. It's also. That's what the b'raisa says. The b'raisa says, like the menu lo riach boy, vimkot my potter avalosa. So, Kotmer L'Riach is also Wasser. Lachs Beishina, like when we Kotmer Chayiv Chata. So, weiss doch ois, that Kashin is Osser Afilu L'Riach boy. Oit Kosh, the Mash of the Bekashin Mitzel Rabbi Yehuda, U Besomach Mate Rabbi Yehuda Af L'Riach, the Omar, the Mifshech, the Yoiv Alusa, Frektach Toysvis, later Rabbi Yehuda alone was Mate Bekashin. So, in this kasha, the Dachroinim say, the Megina Shleim, Rabbi Kvei, this kasha is a pillar what Taisvus is asking. The Bereisa holds that Koitim Lohoriach, Koitim Lohoriach is also mid Rabbon. Gzeira, Mishim Koitim, Lachtis Boishino. And the Gemara explained that this is Tali, the Machlokes Rabbi Elezer and the Chachamim. According to Rabbi Elezer, koitim lachtis boishino is a deraisa, so they were goyza koitim l'riach, or to koitim lachtis boishino. According to the Rabbonon, it's a Rabbonon, so they weren't goyza. I mean, that's a sugi later. So what is Tosfos asking? Rabbi Yehuda. Tosfos says, Rabbi Yehuda said that this baraisa is speaking about kashin, and in this baraisa it says that kashin is also lichtim boi l'horia. Rabbi Yehuda alone holds that you mutter lichtim boi l'horia. So what's the kashin? The sugi speaks about it later. The sugi says that korit Rabbi Elezer, also this baraisa kochachot from Rabbi Elezer. Because you hold koitim lachsis b'shina v'zad arayisis. They were geyser. Lalocha we paskin like the chachamim. What's the problem over here? Taisis like makes up a problem. Vo'ayma Rabbeinu Tam. So Rabbeinu Tam said, the gersinen ke girse derach. The gores omale. Now what did the rach do? Let's just look over the Gemara. Let's just say the words of the Gemara. He asked the Makasha, Avkana asked the Makasha from the Bereisa. You said that ain't by Mishum Tikkun Keli. Here it says, Yechai Vachatas. Oma Aloi, so Rabbi Yehuda answered him, Hashta Potra, Aval Osa Kakoshali, Yechai Vachatas, mi boy. Elo Kisan Yehi Bekasha. That's our Gilsa. The Rach took away the last Aleph of Elo, and he was Goyris, Oma Aloi, Kisan Yehi Bekasha. So we have two omalays. Omalay hashta potra avalosa kakoshli chayef chatas mi boy. Omalay kisan yehi bekash. Let us see Rash. The Taisu. So Taisu says as follows. Vohi perush. Rav Yehuda meishiv lav kahane pshite abaraisa nishnes betois. He told him, yes, me kashiv abaraisa. He said, the baraisa zichavu. The hod the koma potra avalosa kakoshli. If it would say potra avalosa, it would be shver. Rabbi Rabbi Mutter Legamri. Vafilu Lechatchile. Chayiv Chatas mi boy. It's sicher schwer to say such a thing. It's koshkin to nishnis betois. Kim dektoni chayiv chatas. So bekitzer, he asked the Makasha, the Baraisa says verkehrt. So he says, you think the Baraisa is right? It's an emissa Baraisa. It's a vergreiste Baraisa. He says, So that's what he told them. He said, Afilu, I would tell you it's a greis to bereis, he would say it's also mit a rabono. But now it's a chayiv min ater, it's a badig, it's a greis to bereis. So that's how Rabbi Yehuda fa'emped Rav Kahane's kash. Yes, the makash from a bereis, so he told them, the bereis is for greis. Ve'omar lo Rav Kahana le Rav Yehuda. So Rav Kahana told Rav Yehuda, no, I have a different way at the time for the kasha. But it won't be good for you. Ve'omar lo Rav Kahana le Rav Yehuda, matzino lo shliach the Barais. I'll tell you a different terot on the Barais. The Barais mairi bekasha. I could say the Barais is speaking about kasha. She'ein ruim klal lemachal behemah. That they're not ruim lemachal behemah. You're speaking about Drakin, and the Barais is speaking about Kasha. That's what I could tell you. I have a better terrace. You're saying it's for Grais, I'll make everything good. But not only I can say this terrace, you couldn't say this terrace. But you can't say this terrace. Because you hold kashen is muta l'ariach, and the kamam of hashayach v'yoy v'lusim is memele. So that's why you can't say this teretz. But I have a good teretz. That means personally, I could for the barais speaking about kashen, but you can't say it because the barais says kashen it's also liktim l'ariach, and you hold it's muta l'ariach. So Rabbi Keveger asks on Tosfos, he doesn't understand. We didn't even bring up the second member of Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara later brings out this member of Rabbi Yehuda. And now we're having a whole pilpul. He's telling him, you can't say this teretz. The Gemara didn't even bring down this member of Rabbi Yehuda. That means this whole member, later we bring down Rabbi Yehuda, holds its mutter, liktem, lariach, boy. So the Gemara will say a gans, shakle, vetarje, that you can't say this teretz because of what we'll bring later. Wie gefällt mir das Gemara? Es wäre dich schwer. In my comeback, I'm Rabbi Yehuda lava moidele. Rabbi Yehuda's will the lachze shinov poter avol osel ich mutter avol lechatchila avol gam the kashin hein is lariach mutter. Okay, let's go to the next thesis. Ki havinon be Rabbi Yehuda have a mafasheich lo. So the Gemara says that when they were guests by Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda used to be koitem lehoriach. Umayri Loriach Kedemasik, that he was Kaitum Loriach, the Sover Kerabonon, he holds like the Rabon, the Omru Hosam Gabilachse Shino Potrabolosa, the Rabonon hold of a person is Kaitum Lachse Shino is Potrabolosa, Liach Mutatulachat Hilla, like Gozru Shamoyikne. So La Loch it comes out, a person is permitted to be Kaitum Lehoriach. A person is permitted to be koitem lehoriach when not goizer shemo yiktoim lachtes boishim. So now all of a sudden Tosfos asks a kash vim toima beibazoi. So lalocha one is permitted in yontav to be koitem lehoriach is lama nimnu. So what? For what fears of the world shechal yontav b'meitzoi shabbos v'liach b'samim that they don't make beirim in the b'samim by havdolah. So Tosfos was under the impression the reason is Mishum Shemo Yiktaim. He might come and be Koitim Loriach. For Loich Hashinim Kimuchachocha Libid Rabbi Yehuda. The Svil Loich Herabom. So Memele, so now Tosfos was always under the impression that the reason you cannot, we don't make a Birchas Psalmim because a person might be Koitim Loriach. But now when Asugi it says that one is permitted to be Koitim Loriach, so why don't we make a Brocham Psalmim Mitzoy Shabbos? Shechali is beyond the v'gam in shaych lefrushe time mishum eish gehenim. Maybe say another pshat. The time is alts gehenim. The whole reason we make a brocham psalmim because of the eish gehenim. Shemaschil lisroif ulahasriach. Now when the eish gehenim starts burning, so it becomes a big sirchem. So therefore we make boirim in the besomim. It seems the sirchen could affect us on this world also. So we make a boirim in the besomim to start off the week with a reyach toiv. So then you'll say like this. So if yontev is chal b'moitzoi shabbos, Oz ein ha'eish maschel lisrei falasriach. There's no gehenim in Yontef also. So my male, there's no gehenim. Oh, we'll say such a teretz. So Taisa says, if that's the teretz, the gabi Yontef shayvis. We'll say in Yontef, the gehenim is also shayvis. So now we have a new mahalach. So you don't say beirim in the besomim because there's no sirche. If that's the case, Dim Kain, Gamba Mitzvah Yontav, Amaylim Avochin Rapsomim. So if the Gehenim is Shoivis in Yontav, so Mitzvah Yontav, the Gehenim starts, so Dachim Machim Bayim Yisonim Mitzvah Yontav, Amaylim Avochin Rapsomim. So that also can't be the reason. The Gamay Leforish, a third Mahalach, the Hodim Avochin Rapsomim, Mitzvah Shabbos, Shem Nefesh Yisere Shovah. The third time we'll say that the reason you're Meriach Psalmim, because the Levi Nofash, that the Nefesh Yisera went away. Meriach HaPsalmim, Miyashiv Dai Teolop. So therefore, is Meriach Psalmim, he's Mechazik himself, it's Yisuvi Dai Te. Ushechal B'moitzoi Shabbos. But if Yontav is Chal, Moitzoi Shabbos, Ozeni Maps, the Nefesh Yisera, the Beyontav is Lein Neshama Yisera, we'll say Yontav is also Neshama Yisera. So that's why there's no Psalmim, Moitzoi Shabbos, Shechal is Beyontav. Dim Kain, if that's the reason, Moitzoi Yontav, Amaylam Avachin HaPsalm, so then you should make again, Moitzoi Yontav, you should make a Beirah Mine B'Psalmim, because Nefesh Yisera goes away, Moitzoi Yontav. These aren't the reasons, so why do you make a berem in Ipsom? The last time is the true time. That Neshama Yisera goes away, and that's why you have to be Miyasev Daita. So that's why you make a berem in Ipsom. Well, beyond the lack of neshama, you say. Ah, I'm toim alaima alamaila mevachin absalmim shechal yontav liyis mameitzoy Shabbos. There's no neshama, you say. Avakim the yesh loy macholim chashuvim v'toivim. But since there's macholim chashuvim v'toivim, miyashiv daitim emeila b'loy reyach psalmim. So that's the teretz. Yontav is macholim toivim. So Memele, so even though the Nefesh Yisera goes away, but he has the Macholim Toivim to be Miyashiv Daite. It's Yontav Dike Macholim. So that's why Meitzoi Shabbos Chali is Beyontav, even though the Nefesh Yisera goes away, and he needs something to be Mechazik himself, so he looks at the menu, the Yontav Dike Macholim, and that's Miyashiv Daite. You don't need Psalmim. You, the Yishev Adas comes with the Macholim Shal Yontav. Meitzoi Yontav, there's no reason. You know, he didn't have Neshama Yisera and Yontav. So Meitzoi Yontav, there's no reason to make a brocha on Psalmim. Zogt the Gemara weiter. Now, the Gemara explained that Rabbi Eleza holds that there's an issue of the Raisa to be Kaitam Lachtis Baishino, and therefore there's an issue of the Rabbonon Liktaim Lahariach. They were Geiser Liktaim Lahariach, Otto Liktaim Lachtis Baishino. So we asked two kashas on Rabbi Eleza. One kasha was from the Mishnah in Shabbos. Now the Gemara comes back to this kash. Belesle Rabbi Leza hodis nan sheva odom esachovis lechel mimena gregris bavachle iskavon lasis keili. Now here we have a kash. Rabbi Leza says that if there's an isodi raise liktoim lachis beishinov, so they asked me the rabbonon liktoim lahariach zeirish and me yiktem lachis beishinov, they weren't goizer sheva lechel mimena oto shema yishbe lasis mimena keili. Omar Ravashi, Kisan Yahibe Mustaki. That Mishnah is speaking about a Mustaki. Let us see Rashi. The last Leila Rabbi Leza, Ohoche, Kimiskavin Lassis Keili, Ikechiyuba de Reis. If this person will intend to be, make a Pesach, it is a Chiyuba de Reis, Chile Miskavin, Legoza Rabon and Lechatril, and they won't Geza, Shvire Lechel, Otto Shvire Lassis Keili. If the Gemara Kisanya he the mutter bemustaki chovish shvure, this baraisa is, this Mishnah is speaking about a broken chovish shemedavkin shvoreha besorov shal eid shekairin shor. So they attach the pieces together with the type of a glue shoisin emenu zephis v'kairin oise rashina, it's a resin, it's a type of a sticky substance. So כך אומר לי רבי שמול המכונה חוסד מבבשתה, וכיוון דראוה היא, so since this keli is a very, it's made out of pieces, it's like a jigsaw puzzle put together, it's made out of pieces, לכה למגזר בו שלא יסכוון לעשה סקלי. So don't be goyza, it will never be mechavan to make a keli. What does Rashi mean? Let us see Taisvis. Kisanyi b'mustaki, mizufefes ru'ua, perish Rashi, leichashinu atikin keli. The hoyil ru'ua harbe, it's very vakodik. Yochi soleo, the shemo yikal kalachovis. If he's not going to go gibbering around now to make a pesach over there, because he'll give one more zef, the whole thing will fall apart. So let things remain with the way they are. The less he can make, the better it is. So here the gzeira pasnish. That's the teretz of the gemara. He's this bike team. A person will be matik team alarir. A person will be maybe kaitim lachitz b'yishino. But over here, you don't have to be afraid. He might make a pesach. Might be shayva lachitz men akeli because by a mustaki he's afraid to do it. Rav Yitzchak Pirish Meseches Erevin, the Kivin Shema Dubokim Bezefes, Meinach Tiche Shleimes, Loi Ave Shum Tikin Keili. Rav Yitzchak said another thing, it's not you don't have to be afraid he might do it. I feel like he'll do it, there also will be an Issa De'aise. Because it's not a Tikin Keili, the thing isn't a Keili to begin with. You're starting off, a Tikin Keili passed, if you have a Keili, so you can make a Tikin in the Keili. This doesn't have a Teres Keili Minat Teire, because it's, the whole thing is just put together, six tebrochen and shtiklas, so it's not a keli. So memelus of shadows like this. So you're allowed to be shayver it. You're not veloyis kavin lasis keli. That means if we have to make a keli, the asad mi the rabbon. It's also mi the rabbon if you want to make a keli. But it's not also mi natayra. So therefore, they never asad shvira otu shema yase keli because if we'll make a keli, it's only an isra the rabbon. These are the two mahalchem and taisis. Rabbi Chonon in Kovetz Mamorim has a very interesting shtik teire on our Rashi. Rashi said, Rabbi Shmuel hamechune chosid min babashte. Now, Rashi brought down this Rabbi Shmuel to tell us a teichvot. Rashi didn't know what mustaki, it's very interesting, the whole thing, that what's mustaki, Rashi didn't know what mustaki was, and we found out from Rabbi Shmuel, min babashte, he found out that it means keli that's glued together. There's a lot of pieces that's glued together. So Rabbi Chonon asks, for what's that Rashi zogen hamechune chosid? Rashi yede vort is ozay gezelt. Hamechune chosid. Rabbi Chonon says, amir de kechidish, which is unbelievable what he says. Rabbi Chonon says as follows. He says, the issa of Lashon Hara, which we are under the impression person's not allowed to say Lashon Hara, I feel like it's true. He says, that's not true. He says, theoretically, a person is permitted to say Lashon Hara when it's true. No, so what's this a Lashon Hara? Because when one relates a fact and comes to, he deducts that because this and this happened, therefore he is this and this. For example, the tier of Lashon Hara we have in the Torah is Moshe Rabbeinu, Miriam spoke on Moshe Rabbeinu. So what did she say? She said the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu was perish from Tzipora, that was true. But she came to deduction. And therefore, he did an avla. He's not better than the others, other Nevi'im also. There were also Nevi'im. So Memele, so she said a statement, and from the statement she deduced that Moshe Rabbeinu is doing an avla. That's sheker. The deduction is sheker. The fact is true. But the conclusion, the deduction is sheker. That's the issa of Lashon Hara. So whenever you tell over something about a person, he did this. So the statement could be is true, but maybe it was a shayik. Maybe he wasn't feeling well. Maybe he didn't sleep last night. There's 20 cheshbonos how to for his actions. And by you saying he did this and therefore he's this and this and this and this, so the deduction is sheker. But he says, Enachanami, he says, you have a person who bemeis it, he does aveiros, and you know that, that's your future, so you'll have to tell Lashon Hara on him. He says, because then you're telling the truth. As they said, Rabbi Chonon. Then the Rabbi Chanan goes a little further. He says, just like there's a nisa loshen hore pignai, there's a nisa loshen hore if you say a shvach on someone. Because you're also bringing a hezek to your dibur. He says, you'll praise someone, you'll say, yana is, ooh, ha! You'll say, you stop praising him. And it's not true. He says, you know what you're doing? How much hezek you're bringing to the world? He says, the hezek, you're saying, erez azay and azay. So people are not coming to Chazam Shadach Vaymetar. If he says, the Chazay and Azay is the Chmeyadik, I could take him for a job, I can give him an important post. Erez the Chazay and Azay and Azay, which is not true. And not only be mazik other people, he says, you're mazik him himself. He hears from you, the Erez the Chazay and Azay. No, I mean, he won't disagree with you. He's an Ayyub Shalom. So it's not because I really didn't know it, but if you told me, it's Mamela's, so it has to be like that. So Mamela, so he says, you're doing such a kilkul to him, you're mazik him, you're mazik everyone. He says, that falls into the category of Lashon Hara. It's a dibur shemazik. He says, Rashi did not know this Rab Shmuel to call someone a chosid, that's, David the Melech said he was a chosid, chosidoni, to call someone a chosid, you have to know him 100%. Rashi will write down Rav Shmuel Achosid. So Mameli says, that's Shreklach. Rashi couldn't, I didn't know him personally. Get my Rav Shmuel Achosid. So therefore, but Rashi knew they called him Chosid. So Rashi wrote, Rabbi Shmuel HaMechun Achosid. But they call him a Chosid. I don't know him personally. Could be he is a Chosid. Could be he's not a Chosid. I'm not going to give a stempel on him that he's a Chosid. But I can just tell you, HaMechun Achosid. That's how Rabbi Chanan says pshat in this Rashi. Zog the Gemara weiter, umigavev min hachotza. And a person, so we had in the Mishnah, that according to Rabbi Lezer, a person is permitted to gather kismim from the chotza. Zay chadloke. Tana Rabbon, migavev min hachotza umadlik, is shekol ma shebechotza muchanu, did not permitted to make piles of kismim. Rab Shimon Mater, Rab Shimon says allowed to make piles also. But my komiflegi, mar sovar merze de komachnif lamochel yoyim achine. The Tanakam also make tziburim. Yevi amachloikes between Rab Shimon and the Tanakam, if one is permitted to make piles of kismim. Mar sover merzi de komachnif lemocha leyoyim achine. That it looks like he's making piles. It seems that he's not only he's doing it for choyl also. Mar sover kderosoy mechachas olov. That he has a kdera that he has to. He needs fuel for it. Some emele. So that's why he's doing it. So there's no issur to make tzibur. We had in the Mishnah, let's go back to the Mishnah said, Ein metzin esau, a person is not permitted to make a fire, to create a new fire in Yontif. My time mishum deka moilid biyontif, because he's moilid biyontif. Now, these are four words, deka moilid biyontif, but there's a big machloikis, what is pshat in this isa, deka moilid biyontif. The Ravid learns pshat that since the fire was not here before Yontif, is creating a new fire, so it's mukta. It's not minamuchon. That means this is something you can only use on Yontif things which were minamuchon erev Yontif. This just was noilad in Yontif, so mamela it's mukta. That's how the Ravid learns pshat. In the Rambam, there's a Machlokes, the Rav HaMagid, and the Taz. The Rav HaMagid says Pshat in the Rambam as follows. The Rav HaMagid seems to learn that a fire, to make a fire for any purpose, is Machshirin. Has a din of Machshirin. And, number one, and we have a klal, a machshirin is only mutter in yontif if it's yefshel asoysan me'erev yontif. Now, in the process of making a fire, there are two inyonim. There's one inyon making the etzim flame, and there's another inyon of adding fuel to the flame, that it should continue burning. So the Rambam says like this, to make a flame, it is not necessary to do it in Yom Tov. You can do it before Yom Tov. You can make a flame before Yom Tov, and for Shteitzach, you have to feed the flame. Good, so you're allowed to add fuel to the flame. But the Etzem, the Havore, the Etzem Maisa Havore is a locha of Machshirim, that's Efsher La'asayisim Erev Yom Tov, so therefore you're not allowed to make a flame in Yom Tov, because it's Efsher La'asayisim Erev Yom Tov. If you have a flame already, you want to add fuel, first day, so that's the Efsher La'asayisim Erev Yom Tov, this you're allowed to make in Yom Tov. I'd like just to say two ha'oris on the Rabbah Magid. L'chayre ha'ora number one would come out amuyim de kechidish. So what happens if the flame extinguished? He made a flame Erev Yom Tov. It's extinguished. Now he doesn't have a flame. So if the whole issa of making a flame is because of machshirin, she efshel asoyson me Erev Yom Tov. So l'chayre, here was the efshel asoyson me Erev Yom Tov. That's one ha'ora. Another ha'ora, which bothered me very much. I mean, the Rav Magid is coming up with a bombe. The Rav Magid is saying, we had a Ran that spoke about this, let's not go into the Ran, but the Rav Magid is saying that to make a fire in Yom Tov is machshirim. And then he gives the Hagdore, so the Etzem Asiyas of the flame, that's the Efshel HaSoysam. The continuation of the flame is the Efshel HaSoysam. Fine. But it's everything is machshirim, and it has the dorim of machshirim. Now, in the din of machshirei oichel nefesh, the machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. Chachamim hold machshirim on every mutter. So shem b'shamayim, according to the Chachamim, how you allowed to make a fire in Yom Tov? I mean, there was never a shakla v'tarye in Masechtas Beis, you allowed to make a fire. Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda machshirim. But if an etzem fire is machshirim, so what's the svar of the Chachamim? So Baruch Hashem, I found out the Nezer and Simon Tov Ches speaks about this. And he says that them isn't the Rambam Paskins like the Chachamim. That Machshirim Ha'osa. Who Machshirim Ha'osa? So how are you allowed to make a flame according to the Rabbah Magid? So he says there's a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, the Yerushalmi Darshan Zaposi, Leisavaru Eish B'chol Mesh V'Yisechem B'yoyim HaShabbos, B'yoyim HaShabbos Yata Mevayereish, Ava B'yon Tabata Mevayereish. So there's a besondere gzeres akosov that the machshirin of asiyas ha'eish is mutter in Yom Tov. It says klo, you'll have to make the machshirin Yom Tov. So now the Rambam says, so we just accept this droshe, tfasta miyuta tfasta. So we say that this gilu yakro, that the machshirin of avore is mutter, and Yom Tov, that's Tavke, Machshirim, Sheyev Shela Soysa Meyerev Yom Tov. Machshirim, Sheyev Shela Soysa Meyerev Yom Tov is awesome. The Taz, Simen Tak Beis, wants to say, Gewaldike Chiddush. He wants to say as follows. He holds it's not Machshirim. But the Taz wants to say that the Isser, the whole Tawad Meleches Eichel Nefesh, the Torah was Mater, the Torah was only matter tikkun machel. That means, you have a machel, you ought to be misaken the machel. That's meleches eichel nefesh. But if you're moilit, to a yesh me'ayin, that the Torah was never, but tzeirich eichel nefesh was only matter to be misaken a yesh. But to be moilit a yesh me'ayin, that the Torah was never matter. So he learns it's also min ha-Torah, it's also als meloche, not als machshirim, it holds it not machshirim, but the only heter of eichel nefesh was a heter of tikkun yesh me-yesh. There's a yesh where you're allowed to be misakenet. But it was never permitted to be moiled yesh me-ayim. So again, so this havor is also min ha-Torah because this doesn't fall into the heter of eichel nefesh. Sagt die Gemara weiter. Ve'ein melabnin es ra'ofen. Hier in der Mishne, Ra'ofim, it seems, they were types of tiles that were used on top of the roof. They used to cover the roofs with them. So one is not permitted to heat up these ra'ofim, litflois behem, to roast on them. So that's what the Mefoshim explain, that they did not want to put the meat that they roasted on the coals, because it would get dirty. So you used to put over the coals, the ofim, these tiles, which were clean, and they got heated up, and then the meat or whatever they wanted to roast was on top of them. And memele, so they were able to make sure that the meat did not get dirty from the coals, etc. This used to be malabim de ra'ofim litzlois behem, so it says you're not allowed to do it. Frekte gemore maika ovid. What is he doing? What's wrong with heating up ra'ofim? Oma rabbe bar bachone, oma rabbi yechanan, hoche bera'ofim chadoshim askin. The Mishnah is not speaking about old ra'ofim. The Mishnah is speaking about new ra'ofim. Ra'ofim which were never as yet used to heat up. Pivnei shetzorich lebotko, because you have to be boidik them first. They might split, they might break when they're exposed to heat. You have to strengthen them. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, "Shetzorich leboitkom im yuchlu lekabel libuno." You have to give it a test run to see first if it'll be able to withstand the heat. Ilkach biyontiv loy. So you can't take a new one of the new ra'ofim, and you'll give it this test run in Yontif, you'll, the loy, dilme poki, it might break, it might crack, bishtakach de torach sheloy letzayr, so comes that he was tereach sheloy letzayr. So dachsach mir, pshat and rashi is, that means he's going to put this, he's going to be malabin on the flame, and he's going to, his intentions to put a roast on it. It could very well be that there's no iser of heating it up. What malocha is there? The Mishnah Berurah in Siman Shin Yud Ches says if you take a kli adomo and you put it into a kiln to get hard, you mechayev al tzmevashel. Or lady simetare, if you want. That could be taken on also, or mevashel. Now, here, just let's go, we'll come back to the, let's just say the second Rashi. Others say that if it was ra'ofim chadoshim, you have to strengthen it. Lahakshoysom behesek rishin heim mischaskim umiskashim. The first hesek, they become strong and hard. Hilkach. Now, when he's putting this, one of these ra'ofim on top of the flame, there's gonna be a double benefit over here. Number one, he's gonna cook a steak on it. But something else is also happening. That means he's roasting his steak and making a tikkun mona. So Mamela, that's also. You're not allowed to make, you're making a tikkun mona, which is not a tzerich yontiv. So Mamela, therefore, it is also. Now, the Reish Yosef says, so, we have here machloikis, is the issa of using ra'ofim chadoshim. Is it also midarabonon, a gezeira, it might break and will come out, it was tereich, a tircha shalele tzerich. The second man, the Yomah holds it's also min ha-teire, because this alone is a tikkun mona. So the Reish Yosef explains what's the svar of the first man, the Yomah. Yen retach atanisa derais, and he says, v'gshoshes and sveikes. So the Reish Yosef says that we're speaking about the ra'ofim which were already heated up. They were heated up in an oven already. That was done already. Now you're using them for themselves, as a pan, using it as secretion. So the first Madhyama held that all the chizik it needed, it got when it was put into the oven, when it was heated up, it was made into a ra'ofim. So it's finished already. This Yisroim Hachoim, There's no such thing as not doing anything with it. So the male, you're not doing anything with it. So the whole Isser is Dilma Poki. So, and the second one, Yama says, no, there's a Yisro in Hachizik that comes about the Hesek region, and the male is a Yom Masakin Mon. But, so it could be, according to the first man, Yama, if there's no Tikin Mon, Bishol is also not, so there's Taka no Malacha whatsoever. This, he's not doing anything. What Malacha is he doing? So Rashi says, being Terech, he's holding this over the flame for half an hour to heat it up in order to put the steak on it, and then all of a sudden, it cracks and it breaks. So Mamela said, I'll say, Ticha Shalei Letzeich. Tanan Hosa, Dolso, we learned a Mishnah in Chulin. It says as follows, a person was Doiris, he stepped over an oif, Oishe Tolfo Bekoisel, or he went and he threw the oif on a koisel. He battered up the oif nebuch. Oishe Ratzatzta Behime, or a behime was Reitzitz, this oif. A Mefarcheses, it's Mefarches, it's a gom and ernst the matzah. Vishoaso Me'eisleis, but he waited 24 hours, it's still alive, it's groaning, but it's still alive. Vishochto Ksheira, and he shechted it, so it's kosher. It's not a treif. If it lived 24 hours, it's not a treif. Omar Rabbeloza Bayana Mishum Rabbeloza Ben Antignus Obotzricha Bdike. After you shecht it, you have to be boidik this oif de borem apnimium to see if it's treife or not. Let us see Rashi. So Trashit nan hosom beilu treifis, dorso vitolfa bekoisu. Odom shedoras al oif. Oishe zolka he threw it vachovtoi bekoisu, he banged it on the wall. Oisher atzatzto behima faches is veini yechoyle lamit, vishoso meis leis yoim echot sholim, vishochta ksheir. Ochi gassin am rabbeloza b'rabyanim, mishim rabbeloza b'natig desrichem dik. So he says like this, ki shoaso meis leis, if it had lived at 25 hours, namitzrichem dik alach hashchite, Shemo, you have to see now what happened inside this oif. Shemo nishtabru roiv tzloiseo. Maybe roiv of the ribs broke. Oy nishbero hashedro v'nifsekachut shelo. Oy yechad mishamin itreifes. You have to see what was tutzach in a veinik. It could very well be this oif became a treife. So what's this inyan of waiting a meisleis? V'shiyad the meisleis itzterich. The loy shoa, so if you didn't wait 24 hours, afa bishabotka loy motza simin treifis, you didn't find any simin tarfis in the oif, loy motza simin treifis, treife, it'll still be treife if it doesn't live 24 hours. Why? Shezu hi achas mishmoina esrei treifis, v'nikru risuki evorit. If a oif was battered up, and a fellow in a veinik, you do not see any reishim of what had happened. Shavereho mispalkin kulam. That alone, it was put into this matzav. The shavereho mispalkin kulam. Va'avo pishein reishim nikirbo. Even though nothing can be seen in a veinik, but that what it went through is also a simen treife. But the simen treife is as follows. Rosh Simona. If it lived a 24-hour period, so then we can assume that the strafes of risik evorim did not occur, because that's the simen. The kimlu rabbonon misinai, we have a mesoire misinai, the risik evorim einachayim meisleis. If the strafes had occurred, would not be able to live 24 hours. Aval shamine treife chaye kol shneim osa chodesh. But any other treife, it could have, the shedra could be broken. This can live 12 months. So memele, so that is pshat. So if this happened to an oif, so first we have to wait 24 hours to see if it's going to live. It's not, it's a treife of risa keborim. After 24 hours, you know the talfas of risa keborim did not occur to this oif. Now you have to make a bdika pnimius after the shrita to see if any other ivarim were in his cup.